Hello, it's Friday, the 16th of August in the year of our Lord, 2024. Got an interview today, and I am so delighted. He is one of my favourite people. I can honestly say that. We've had some fantastic evenings out, some amazing memories. He's my dear friend, the one and only Mr. Thomas Sheridan. Hello.
Hi Louise, good to talk to you again. I miss hearing your voice. God, when you said the date then, I was like, the year is really flying by.
Hasn't it? I mean, when was that with the Ian Crane of the crazy night? What year was that?
2013.
Bloody hell, where's it gone? Where's it gone, Thomas? And are we in a better position than we were back then?
I think people like us are in a better position because thanks to Ian's work, and I feel he's still helping us from the other side, it's given us people like us, we have the toolkits to deal with what's going on. Could you imagine being a normie and being faced to what they're throwing at what this monstrosity they call, the reality has been thrown at people right now. How they'd be handled. They'd be all going mad. No wonder suicide among these poor people is off the scale. They don't know what's up or down, black or white. And I think we're all right because we got the toolkits, whatever way we could adapt it to our own lives and our own beliefs and our own values to like deal with this. But I wouldn't
Yeah.
want to be, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Normie and having to face the gaslighting that's going on now.
It's ramped up. I mean, I saw yesterday the headline didn't even mention much of it. New deadly virus, no cure. Like, here we go again. Here we go again. And so, what's that going to be? No cure. Everyone's quick vaccine, vaccine. You can. I don't. Do you think the normies are going to go for this again? Do you think
I think a lot of them.
they do?
I think some of them won't, of course. There's always people who, whenever they push the envelope, wake up. But sadly, yeah, I think they will. I think they will. I mean, that's just the nature of what people are these days. Probably always have been. And I take a very fatalistic attitude towards it in that, they were given free will, and if they do this, they
That's
have to
it.
live with the consequences. I can only look after myself and my own loved ones as best I can.
Yeah, it's insane. So, what's going on in Ireland at the moment, Thomas? I mean, we as we're saying, we're going to stay away from a lot of the nonsense. We're going to sift through it, and we're going to basically this is basically a spiritual war. But what are things like before we get into that? What are things like on the ground over there, and
Well, so
what's the energy like, I suppose, and what's the feelings of people over there in Ireland?
the energy is for most people, they're oblivious to anything wrong. The majority of people are walking around, because there's, because things are good. There's no unemployment problem. There's plenty of money. There's plenty of jobs. Things are happening. So they're still living in this kind of infantile la-la land, the majority of them. People live in working class neighborhoods who've been subject to these DP centers with these thousands of military age men brought into them. They are basically going through hell. So it's like you're only aware of the front line if you're living on the front line. If you can't get your kids into the local schools, if you can't walk, your daughter can't walk the streets at night safely, if you can't get a hospital appointment, it only, to the sort of like the middle class and the people who don't live in these areas, this is all something that the far right are complaining over nothing. They're all racist, and that the media stokes that up. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a complete economic collapse. That's what we need in the West more than anything else, an absolute economic meltdown. Because as it stands right now, people have been living in la la land due to this free money from credit for so long, and the tech industry supplying work and. I think that would probably help a lot. I think I think a fire. The politicians and the media are only getting away with this, and the establishment simply because the taxes are being paid, money's coming in. But if that suddenly stopped, we'd be living in a whole other reality.
I think it's inevitable. It's inevitable that we've got a crash coming. How can there not be? All countries are having immigration coming in. They're filling up their homes. They're paying for these immigrants. Well, we're paying for it, aren't
Yeah.
we?
Well, you know why they're bringing them in. The real reason
Oh
is that.
yeah, of course. Just this. Hang on. This has been literally written in stone. What the agenda here is, in a way. I mean, we thought it was going to be the UN foreign troops coming into our lands. That's how it was played out back in the day. That was the whole agenda. But they're bringing these people in to cause this tension. It's planned. This is why it's being done.
And there's another aspect too that's also more insidious, is that they, so many people who are triple needlecrafted are dropping dead or already dead or infirmed. And there's millions of people who have died suddenly in the last few years. And a way to avoid the normies noticing the empty streets and the empty roads is to bring in millions of foreigners who will suddenly, you won't notice that the sudden population drop. Basically, they've committed genocide by stealth, and they're also committing invasion by stealth. There's two things going on here. I don't want to talk too much about the political stuff about it
No,
because
I understand that. The one thing I.
you kind of you have a tendency. I'm only interested, you know, it goes even deeper beyond that as well. To you know, like to even just stop at that, you're still only the real problem is the planet is basically under t attack by some kind of
Yes.
force. That's all. That's the only thing. Or something's happened to reality. Something's going on.
Yes. Are we living in the Matrix? You
Well,
know,
yeah, we are.
what
But
the hell is going on?
well, we always have been. But the thing
Yeah.
is, you know, this is all this. You know, we know that for that's been known for 100 years now.
Yeah.
But there's something happening. There's another force. You know, there's another force impacting on this reality that's causing problems. I don't know whether two overlapping realities are happening, whether it's some kind of non, well, it's definitely non-human. I've now come to the conclusion that the secret unknowns, the ones at the top that we'll never know their real names, the ones who
Yeah.
really call the shots, they're either not human or they're being directed by non-human forces. I'm absolutely can say that without a shadow of doubt now.
No, they're just bloody demonic. They're demons. They're not real. They're not human. They're not human at
Yeah,
all. They're definitely not.
we've been very aware of that since 2020 when the lockdown began. There was a sense of malice that sort of like enveloped the planet, and it went away in 2023, but it's left almost like its seeds here, and the seeds are now like the likes of Starmer and people like that, and these people are not human. They're possessed by some entity or they're possessed by some force,
Do you know
and they.
what's just popped into my mind, Thomas? Could
Yeah.
it be the Phaetons of Xenu and Scientology and L. Ron Hubbard? That
You know,
just
so
into my head.
I'm probably more qualified than most people to talk about this stuff, and I can honestly tell you, I don't know for sure. I just know it's there. It may
Yeah.
be something that's incomprehensible to us. Some it could be even something that only exists in light or a plasma or a fleeting conscious idea that exists in a way that our brains can't comprehend. You know, people will always rationalize it into, you know, whatever makes them encapsulated. So a Christian will say they're demons or it's the devil. An
Yeah.
Abrahamic person might say that. So, you know, a Hindu might say a dev. The, you know, me, I'd be inclined to look as a common, kind of like a Lovecraftian entities that are
Yeah.
kind of like. They're just feeding on the planet for food. It's not personal, but it only seems evil to us because we're the victims. It goes from that to being something that's genuinely malicious. But whatever it is, it's you cannot deny it now. You just
No.
can't.
No. You can't. You can't. You're completely right. So what do we do about it?
Well, you just said at the beginning there that or a minute ago that. We live in a matrix, and there's a lot of truth to that. Now, because of the subatomic density and the fabric of that this reality we're within, it's very difficult to change it, but it's still changeable. It's you think of your life, say between 2000 and say in the year 2000 compared to now, and how your values and have changed, your whole world has changed. Well, that's literally what you've done. You've li literally hacked reality to an extent as you've grown as a person or changed as a person or you altered your consciousness. I'd say the most important thing of all right now is to not attach too much emotions to anything political. So,
Yeah.
you know, I've like for instance, I've It's funny, like, I think Kamala Harris has got to be president. I think that's going to happen. But we don't have to have that reality. We don't have to be part of it. And we seem to be living in two overlapping realities now, where, men are in female boxing in the Olympics and winning medals. And the NHS in England has to ask men now if they're pregnant before they have an X-ray. No joke. At the same time, other people are like, what the hell is going on? And you hear all these things, and they definitely have been proven, some of these Mandela effects, to be true. So we're definitely, I think we're living in two a fractured, broken reality. And some of us are in this new reality, moving away from the old reality, which has gone completely bonkers. So I would say to people, don't get, the next time a politician does or says something, don't get overly emotionally attached into it. Observe it as you would a scientist or a sign of it, like a military person. Get data from it and then detach from it. I think there's a great power in sort of like meditative observation rather than being, and I know it's hard, rather than being fully absorbed in it, because that only traps you further deeper into the suffering and the torment that it causes. So I would say, I think, I'm actually positive, even though I know, and this is ironic, just in the last few years, it's become so apparent to me that some pathological non-human force has taken over this planet. But at the same time, because I know that, I no longer put my fate in exterior solutions to deal with it. Like, I now realize that when something happens on the political stage, well, that's irrelevant because that's like so far down below the problem. So why bother even dealing with that? My attitude is now a kind of spiritual survival, and to try and get through that. That's my main thing too, as well.
Yeah, agreed. So I just want to touch on things are coming to light. More and more things are seeming to come to light. The other day, I don't know if you've seen this. We've done shows in the past on Madeleine McCann. Did you see the interview that was done by James English about 5 weeks ago? I think the guy's, is he Norwegian or is he Swiss? Bernt Stander, I think his name is Bernt, Berent. He's
No,
known
but
as the foreign detective.
I want to see this because that case has always fascinated me. Go on.
So he had, he put, he's found where they buried Maddie. He's broken it down. He's broken down, you're talking about timelines. Madeleine was, died the day before,
Yeah,
without a doubt.
I always suspected that.
She died the day before, where they had their iconic photo shoot on the side of a cliff or sort of like a hill where they were jogging. That's where Madeleine is buried. She is buried on the side of that hill. He had GoPro, like infrared cameras, night vision cameras. GoPro stuck on that hill for 5 years. And the reason he had it in the places he had it is he went around having a look of thinking if they've done it, a child's died, they had to move the body, they got out the body the day before, they got the rental car, that's why the dogs picked up death in the rental car because they had to move the body. And on this cliffside, there's the odd pink flower. Nearby, there's an M being written on a stone. All these little clues
Wow.
that a mother would, she hasn't been able to give her own, her firstborn a proper burial. And so they can jog up there and they'll memorialize it. People won't think to look there. And he had these GoPro cameras over 5 years and they turned up a couple of times a year to that exact spot. And then he was emailing them back and forth like cat and mouse. She's about to be discovered. And they actually even sent friends over to that place to see if anything had been disturbed. So I would, re it's fascinating. Jerry and her aren't together anymore either. He's with some young blonde model, apparently. But she still c continues to go over there a couple of times a year with the daughter, one of the twins. Apparently she's been photographed on there. So it's definitely worth a watch. And I think, I hope the truth comes out about that little girl and what happened to her.
Yeah,
And
you,
then there
I.
needs to be accountability for the thousands of pounds of that has been shoved in into that, and all the rubbish, like all these other detectives. Do you remember they said they found these new detectives somewhere in
Paid for by
somewhere, and they
British
were back.
taxpayers. Do you remember the likes of Alistair Campbell and all these people
I know.
funding it with US with British taxpayers' money? I'll tell you why that was. This is, do you remember at the hard time it happened? Everyone said they were all NHS people. They would never do such a thing. Like the well, we learned about the NHS during the TikTok dancing during the
Oh,
scandemic.
don't.
And the ones that weren't rehearsing and doing TikTok dancing were murdering people with ventilators in inside
Yeah.
empty hospitals. So people have asked me, what is the state religion of England? And I always say the NHS. That's the religion of Britain.
Absolutely. It's a cult.
Yeah, it's a cult, and people were raised to worship it like a god, particularly working
But
class
isn't it
people.
weird? I the whole my entire village stopped talking to me. Yeah, I was working down the pubs. I had to get to meet people. I was still doing my shows. I put on a big Brexit party with the Dam Busters playing and all English bands. It was fantastic. I'm like, living in the best place ever. COVID came. Put up just the question: how are these nurses? We're told they're wartime. How are they able to choreograph, rehearse, perform and film and upload TikTok videos? Where are they getting the energy, the morale to do these things?
And also the
And
filming
I
crew.
was struck out of this village. I haven't been spoken to. Three people
Well,
speak to me, nobody else.
the filming was very professional in many
Of
cases.
course it was.
When the lockdown was announced in Ireland, they said they gave a list of essential industries and the usuals, and they included on that film and TV production.
Wow.
Yep, and I knew right then and then. Oh, that's for making propaganda films.
Wow. It was a cult, but and then I had people who were on the friends list. My family's work for the NHS. They're putting their lives in danger. Why? Sitting around having a cup of tea, playing cards and making TikTok videos. It's a cult. You
I've a
can't criticize the NHS. They
we
had
don't have. We don't have that same thing here in Ireland with the HSE, but we still have this worshipping staff in hospitals.
bending
And
the
a relative of mine is a pandemic in a big hospital in Dublin, and he was telling me at the height of it, he was giving me back information. He says the hospital's empty. I'm doing
knee.
nothing, and all the local restaurants were sending food around, and not just like regular food. It was also from like posh restaurants. We're sending food around to the hospital staff, paid for by the government. He said that people were bringing home like bags of food every night. They got sick of it, and this was just to like buy them, to buy their loyalty.
Loads of businesses around Exeter were giving all the staff and sending staff in the A&E loads and loads of free. Well, it obviously wasn't free because the government are obviously chucking money at them. But yeah, and it's just the way people turn. It's a cult. The NHS is a cult. Brainwashed. Anybody who's worked there, you'll never hear them say a bad word about the NHS
Well, and
ever.
there's often, well, I do know of a couple actually, and
I don't.
they were refusing the needlecraft, and one of them was a brain surgeon, and it's sort of like a friend of a friend was to hear the story, and they were willing to fire a brain surgeon because he wouldn't take
Sick.
the needlecraft. Now, brain surgeons don't come a dime a dozen.
No.
That's how crazy they were. But I was reading about the suicides and the bullying in the NHS in England, and it's absolutely shocking.
I can imagine.
Loads
I
of
can
nurses
imagine.
and staff have killed themselves from bullying.
It's an evil game, as you say. Whatever timelines are crashing, whatever
Yeah.
entity, demon, whatever, it's going crazy. I mean, I did believe. I mean, I think they're going to try this monkeypox.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the
It,
way,
they're going to try it, but we're screwed now with this Starmer. We're just
Oh yeah.
screwed. So
You've
they're
got
going to try this monkeypox.
But you've got
I don't know. You got to wait for Prince Charles is going to have to come out with some sort of statement, isn't he?
You've
And Horseface Camilla. What do you think on the Royal? What do you think with the whole Kate and William? Because I kind of started the hashtag Where's
I
Kate back
know,
in
I know. I
January.
said you were big into that for a while, and I don't know. That woman, I don't know what it was. Very peculiar. I don't know what went on there.
Well, she came back with a new bum and a new face. So somebody said, well, it takes 6 months to do a clone. She was away for 6 months.
Yeah,
Or
that
she's
was
just had a
surprising.
BBL butt lift and facial reconstruction. But then you've got Rose, haven't you? Rose is being thrown around all over the place, out for lunch and to the races with Camilla. No, the horse trials. I think the monarchy's gone. I think it's finished.
Well, or else, but they also seem to still have a lot of power. Remember, the last decent prime minister you had in there that actually wanted to do something for people in the UK was Liz Truss, and she was literally ousted in a
She
royal.
was actually.
Was
She
ousted.
was.
She was ousted in a royal coup by King Charles. He
Yeah.
actually, now the last time that happened in Britain, England, was Charles I, and it cost him his head and
Yeah.
led to the English Civil War. And here's the video of him going, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. She wanted to stop all this climate change nonsense and taxes and start helping small businesses instead of big corporations. He ousted her, a monarch ousted a British prime minister in a
I
royal.
know.
It's
And
hard
she
to
was
believe.
demonized by the press, seriously bad. I mean, that you haven't been able to see anything positive. I actually turned around the other day and I can't believe those words came out my mouth. Bring back Maggie Thatcher. I never thought those words would ever come out of my mouth, but they did a few weeks ago. And the same, bring back Liz Truss.
Yeah, and I've read things about her, and also this is proof of the evil as well. Like, I've read things about her where people had known her for years and said that she was a very honest, decent, integral person of integrity, and the media witch hunt was just basically at the, like a royal execution. She was actually a very decent and well-liked person. And the same thing, I remember seeing one time seeing Kate Middleton talking on camera. And I remember, oh my God, there's such a beautiful human being behind those eyes. She's not one of those usual Prussian freaks. She's like actually a person like Diana was. And then I remember she saying to myself, oh, I'll kill her. And then like a year or two later, this thing goes down.
Yeah.
Now, you said demons. I can actually, I'm gonna get, you want to get some woo-woo out there. I can actually name the demon that's inside Kamala Harris.
You go on.
There's a demon called Corazon, and it goes right back to ancient Middle Eastern times. It's
Okay.
known as the babbler in the abyss. It cackles and babbles and creates confusion. It never answers questions. It was summoned by Crowley and also John Dee back in the day, and it's known for being the master of babbling and confusion. And it will never give a straightforward answer, and it cackles nonstop. And when I see her doing press conferences, the first thing I see, that's Corazon inside her. She's actually
Wow.
got that. Yeah, because she babbles and she cackles and she says nothing. And you don't, like when they ask her, like, inflation is really high. And she say things like, yes, I'm aware of this. That it's like a robot repeating something that says nothing. And it bamboozles and confuses. If there's one human being on this earth that you can actually point to and say is possessed by a demon, it's her, and the demon is Corazon. And you can take that to the bank. You can
Yeah.
take that to the bank.
But she's been unburdened by what has been.
I know it's frightening, and they're all falling in love with her in America.
The
God,
passage of time, the significance of the passage of time.
and an American ex-president had a bullet go through his earlobe, and it's just like nothing.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I don't know if she's going to get in. I don't know. They've got a cheat. They've got a cheat.
Oh, they will cheat, but
That's
don't
the
be shocked.
only the
Don't be
Dominion
shocked.
machines.
Don't be. And also, this monkeypox could be the scam to shut down
Yes, of
and bring in
course.
the mail ballots like they did with Sleepy Joe, you know?
Of course. So what's going on in your world, Thomas? Are you writing? What are you up to? Are you speaking? What's going on with you?
Well, I just got back from doing an event in England. I'm doing all those things. I'm very active on Substack now. I love Substack. I love writing for Substack. I love reading Substack. There's so many good journalists and even really famous ones like Naomi Wolf on there and people like that. And I love Substack. It reminds me of the old days of fanzines from the 1980s, of, people self-published magazines almost. It's like the last refuge of greatness on the internet, I think. And I keep myself busy. I don't work as hard as I used to, and that's probably why I'm feeling a lot better. And I don't do as much. You're one of the few people I do an interview for these days. I turn down just
Bless
about everybody
you.
else, just because I'm limiting myself. And I'm the same old me, really. I can't no big changes.
And have you still got your shows? How are they doing?
Oh yeah, I mean the YouTube channel, the videos
Yeah.
get. You know, my vlogs get an average of like 15 to 20,000 views. So it's
That's
flying,
incredible.
just for bullshit. Yeah, I mean, I've got like my Substack has something like 5,000 subscribers, and I've got like 100,000 people on YouTube, and it's just built up slowly over the years. But I've managed to maintain an audience. I'm very fortunate that way.
And you managed to maintain your channel, though, which is amazing.
I use code words. Needlecraft, that kind of thing, and that's me. I learned from the hobo language, or from Palava, or gypsies, the way they talk, and I get away I got away with it because I've never said vote for this, do that, do this. And I also use code words. If you can you get It's very easy to bamboozle the algorithms with code words and humor. They don't know what to make of me. They can't figure me out. I saw a bunch of lefties talking about me on some Irish like Antifa board, and they were saying, "Oh, so we've got to shut down this cult leader up in Sligo. He has like this huge global audience, and he's causing nothing but trouble and stuff like this." And then the thread progresses down on, and then someone would say, "Yeah, I know, but he's actually very fucking funny. Have you ever seen some of the stuff he comes out with?" And then and then I realized that's what's happening. They can't. I have them out. The ones who don't like me, I have them 50% laughing at the jokes I tell and 50% outraged. So they can't get a bead on me. There's a great power in playing the kind of like the jester, as well as the kind, and be serious at the same time. Satire is a fantastic weapon that we have. You know yourself from watch it from memes. What would we have done without memes?
I don't
You know,
know.
so there's a power, there's a real magic in satire, a
There
real
is.
powerful magic. And this is why, our ancestors valued jesters and this kind of thing and troubadours and stuff. And that's what the bards were. They'd be slagging off the king through a dirty poem, but they'd get away
Yes.
with it because the king would laugh,
Yes. We can't keep our channel. I mean, I just forget to use code words. I get so passionate about, the topics that I
Yeah,
talk about. I end up just blowing it and then, oh my God, they've just wiped my Facebook out. My 2008 kids. Jack was only three.
you got away with it for a long time because a few
I
months,
did, but
you
there
a
was
while, a
no
few times
warning.
there, a few times there over the last couple of years, I was going, "That's Lou gone. She's gone. She'll be gone now." So you had a good run this time.
I did. I'm just devastated that I, and it was only like a week before thinking I should download all my Facebook because I knew it's coming up to that time of year. So it's coming up. There's elections coming. They're going to be on it. Maybe I should download it. And then I just went, turned on and it was gone. Just
Well,
gone. No explanation, no letting me, no emails. They said I'd receive an email to let me know of nothing. I've had absolutely zilch. They've just taken it down. So a little bit gutted about that, a little bit gut, but it's gonna increase now. It's gonna all the bands and everything are all gonna start hyping up now, real soon, I think.
That's the way to look at it. It's just see it as entertainment and interest,
Yeah.
and don't get yourself sucked too deeply into it. I definitely want to see
No.
that documentary about Madeleine McCann. What's the guy's name? Something English.
It's James English. He used to write for the Express and the Telegraph, and I spoke to him a few times when I was at the Column in regards to various that he was really on board with the child sex abuse stuff. He was thought, and he would always be getting in trouble of what he couldn't. And I know Bill Maloney, I think, and John Wedgers were speaking to him quite a lot. And he was one, and he no longer works from there. So his show is called Anything Goes with James English.
I'll check that out. And talking about that filth, you know what Epstein's Island, have you ever noticed that no one ever got blocked for
Yeah.
talking about Epstein's Island?
Exactly. Yeah.
You
Where are
know
all
why?
the clients? White clients.
You know why, though? You know why? Because
Go on.
Epstein's Island is not really about trafficking young girls. The real story is Epstein was developing all kinds of genetic things down there and doing live experiments on kids in Africa.
Yeah.
And the whole thing to create outrage over the trafficking in the girls was to hide the real story, that the likes of Stephen Hawking and Prince Andrew and the rest of them are all down there being
Yeah.
told about genetic experiments that would extend life and all this kind of thing that was
But they
going on.
were doing the child abuse, that they were doing the whole lot. It
Yeah,
wasn't
I
just the
know, but
child
oh,
abuse. It was on, yeah, exactly,
but
yeah.
that's what they do. They say, look, here's the bad stuff, but don't look at the really bad stuff.
Really bad. It's the same as like the way that, like, oh, what's going to happen to Prince Andrew? Andrew's like a kitten compared to Charles. What
Yeah.
Charles was like. I mean, those in the Mark de True case, I've got to just don't have enough time, and I have all these great ideas, but it's just the motivation. You know how many times you get kicked back down, you've got to keep getting back up. Like, ugh. But on the Mark de True white papers, where survivors and witnesses had given statements, because obviously the Belgian police said he was a lone wolf, of course. Even though the survivors, and some of the children had been taken back and forth through the forests around Belgium and, crossing borders.
Yeah.
And Charles's name repeatedly came up at the human hunting parties. And we've also got a link to Mark de True supplying kids for a guy whose close friends were Marina Abramovich and is linked to Balenciaga. So you can basically link all of these. You can link the Mark de True to Jimmy Savile, and they all link to Epstein. They're all one big link. They're all involved. This isn't just one lone wolf. This is a big group of people who are leaders of our world, sadly, and people who are in charge of everything in our world are involved in these rings.
I quite like Marina Abramovich's art, but like, let's not fall out over that. Yeah, you're
No.
right. You're right. Remember back in the 80s that phone call where he said he wanted to be Carmilla's tampon. Like, what kind of guy is into that shit, you know?
You know what I mean?
That's not
It's
normal.
Not normal. It's not normal. He is mentioned on those papers, and we spoke to a lady over in Belgium who was a reporter. They tried shutting her up, Karin, her name is, and she spoke to loads and loads of the survivors, and she's put everything on the line, and she's a psychologist, and she spoke to the kids and
Another
Charles. They were all there. Those.
thing too, Charles said that his mentor was Lord Louis Mountbatten, and we all know what Mountbatten got up to up the road here in Sligo with the young
Yeah.
boys trafficked over the border before MI5 blew him up and told the IRA to take the credit
Yeah.
because it was all going to come out.
Will we see justice, do you think?
Nope.
Will we ever see these
Nope.
people take responsibility for their crimes?
Nope.
Accountability?
Nope.
No.
Because you're applying your human decency towards them, and they don't have that. What we will have is the court of eternal justice, that when they die, they will not, their souls will not move on.
Yeah.
They will perish and wither away and dissipate in the darkest corners of the abyss, while whatever our spiritual beliefs are, we will come back to live again and to do it proper and to do and to fight this fight. We are involved in a cosmic battle that has been going on for millions of years and will continue on for millions of years.
Yeah.
And this is the there's never going to be a moment of salvation, as far as I'm concerned. There'll only be it's like we're like time lords. Think of it that way. There's a lot of truth in that Doctor Who idea where he's chasing the master through time and fighting his adversaries. This is kind of what we're dealing with. We're not It's not just this one life, but those ones who do the wickedness like that, those ones who do the most appalling things like that, there will be no dawn for them at the end of this life. They will merely dissipate into the flotsam of the ether and be done with, while the rest of us will live again and have joys again and see the joy that they will never ever experience. You see, the thing is, if you look at the occult, black magic is the most powerful form of magic there is, because it's the easiest one to do. It's very effective. Black magic nearly always works. However, when black magic goes wrong, as you see, say Kathy Griffin with the picture of holding the head of Trump, when it rebounds ferociously and comes back to the source it came from. So they get short-term success, but long-term annihilation. Where that's what black magic is. Black magic is the one that, if you try to control another person's destiny without their permission, and you curse them, and they never did anything personally wrong on you. That's why so many people have attacked Trump in the most vicious way. Their lives are falling apart, or have fallen apart. And you'll find that with people like us, even like people have gone after us for no reason, that we never did anything on. Their lives literally just fall apart, and awful things happen to them. They die of cancer, the suicides, everything, mental hospitals, and that's because the initial rush of the attack, or the black magic hex, or whatever, it comes with an appalling bill at the end of the day. And the universe, whether you believe in God or whatever, always settles outstanding accounts at the end of the day.
True. Just talking of that, this witchcraft and spells and magic, there's part of the New Age lot that are very, very much witchy, and even though they're all love and light.
It's the Wiccans. They're not really witches. They're not witches like we had in our grannies and great grannies, who did folk magic to heal people and protect their homes. A lot of them are neurotics who are envious and jealous of people, or they try to get back at their exes and stuff. It's all black magic. And witchcraft, magic is real. There's not there's but it's it becomes black magic when you try to only damage another person. It should be only used for the spiritual fulfillment of the self.
And I've got also, obviously, that I found my faith, and I was all, it's been a journey, but I do believe in the power of prayer, because I've seen amazing things happen. I do. It's only noticed that something's going on at the moment, and I think I've nailed it to some witchy, new agey type people. In fact, I'm certain of it. And but what you're that I'm taking that aboard. I've got some great people who've been saying prayers over me and looking after me, and I'm going away at the weekend. I'm going to see some Christian friends, and we're going to do maybe some deliverance. I don't know. But is there's spiritual things going on, the whole Israel and Egypt, the whole Israel Palestine. I've fallen out because I'm not. We can't solve that, as you said. That is a war that has been going on for centuries. The only there's no one can sort Israel Palestine out. Nobody. That is a spiritual war that certainly people like myself or anything, I'm not getting into those debates, because it's never, you're never going to get anywhere.
I tried to stay out of it, but I had a real moment of awakening last year when Hamas killed all those young people at the dance festival, and I saw people who go on pretending to be spiritual and all this, thinking it was great. And I blocked and
Shocking.
threw a lot of people out of my life. And I was like, you're actually laughing at young people being slaughtered at a party?
It's disgusting. And all those babies that were beheaded by Hamas, there was no prompt, there was no warning. And people are
No.
now trying to say that October the 7th never happened.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's
It's
sick.
disgusting. And then people say to me, "Oh, you're taking the side of Israel." I said, "I'm taking the side of human decency." I said, I said, I've no skin in that game directly, but it was like the lockdowns. You got to see people as what they really are,
Yeah, you
and
did.
I've come to the point now where for years I used to be the type to say people who criticize Israel are really not criticizing Jews, but now after October 7th, now I just say, no, they're just using it as an excuse to bring out their anti-Semitism, and they proved it with October 7th that they would probably have helped Hitler round them up in Europe as well. And it was been a when I see a Palestinian flag now, I want to vomit at the
Same.
sight. I want to vomit. And also, if I see, and again, with no skin in the game, I don't want to get into trouble here, but I'm not aware of Jews going around bombing train stations and stabbing school children and doing all that stuff here. A certain other religion seems to be a part of it, and
Well,
that's
exactly.
also,
They've been with us. We've got big areas and
yeah.
that of London. I was at an all girls Catholic school, but it was predominantly Jewish people there, because it was such a fantastic school. And I don't recall us having to, to go along with their ways. I don't recall any racial hatred. I don't remember racial hatred even, with the local shops, people coming over from Pakistan or India. I can't remember the Jews having problems buying. We all kind of lived together and everyone respected the values of this country. But we've now got these no-go zones here in the UK.
Yeah, with Sharia
Don't know
law.
if you saw the Manchester police officer, head of
That
Manchester
made me
police the
sick.
other
It made
day.
me sick.
Mate.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. The pandering is unbelievable.
it's
Like, for instance,
disgusting.
on October 7th, there was an Irish citizen, a girl who was murdered at the dance thing, and a child had been kidnapped. And the Israelis had rescued the Irish baby. And Leo Varadkar is thankfully, well, not in politics now, said the child had been found. The child hadn't been found. They'd been rescued. This child was an Irish citizen, but he didn't want to piss off the Muslims in Ireland, so he just said they
Disgusting.
were found. This is, I shouldn't have said that, but you know what I'm talking about.
No,
But
but no, but you can,
it's
why
true,
can't
it's
we
true,
say that?
it's true, it's
Why
true.
do we have to watch our
I
language?
don't want to get you in trouble, but I mean,
I don't, just too late for that, mate. I'm not
that's
worried
the
about
issue.
that at all.
And also, I've met quite a lot of Israeli people, and they're some of the nice in
Yeah.
airports, or I've worked with them, and they're just some of the nicest people you'd ever meet.
The other thing, would the Palestinians give warning to parts of Israel that they're going to, that if it's time to move out because we're going after these leaders, would the Palestinians give warning before they launch an attack?
No,
Would they?
October.
No, I don't think
Yeah,
so.
when
And
I.
what is Israel supposed to do after having babies beheaded and put in ovens?
And if
Like,
they're waving,
what's their response supposed to be?
and if you're waving, you're walking down the streets waving a Palestinian flag after that, you are lower than the lowest, in my opinion. And it's not because I have a skin in the game. It's just that evil took place at that moment. It just like it took place during the lockdowns, just like it took place when that bullet missed. There's certain things in Trump, there's certain things in recent years where you're apparent, and also Matty McCann, that the forces of evil showed their ugly hand. And it's blatant and obvious, and you cannot excuse it away in any way, especially after you've been given information that it was true. And, I noticed in the alternative scene, a lot of this sort of like pro-Hamas stuff is basically gone. But the lefties have gotten more than ever. And it's only the dregs of humanity who still think, our job is to save the Palestinians. Though, the Palestinians had a country, it was called Jordan. They ended up in Gaza because they tried to kill the Jews and the Christians and the Druze in 1967 when they thought Israel was finished. Israel won a decisive victory on their own against the Arab coalition. And as a result, all these genocidal Arabs ended up in, it, and they were killing Christians. If people forget that, in Lebanon, Palestinians were mass murdering Christians in southern Lebanon,
Yeah.
Mennonite Christians. and screaming, let's send these dogs to hell for Allah, and marching into villages. That these people didn't end up in Gaza. And there's also 1.5 million Arab citizens, Muslims of Israel, who are perfectly happy living in Israel. So do you ever hear about that? No. And it's not, I don't want to sound like I'm being partisan and like Mr. Pro-Israel, but the fact is, like for like, I would rather live in a country that has democratic elections, protects its own people, allows foreigners to live in the country safely, as long as they behave themselves, rather than a place where gay men are thrown off the roof of fucking buildings for public sport.
Exactly.
I mean, that to me, it's like,
Oh.
what the fuck is wrong with you? And then
Have
you
you?
have, and then I'm sorry, Luke, just I'm gonna, I'm losing my head here. The fuckers, I'm sorry for cursing, but in England, I know people who are in, live in neighborhoods, right, where the local at certain religion are running all the grooming gangs on the 12 and 13-year-old girls, getting them drunk on whiskey and raping them in gangbangs, right? And then the idiot is in is on the alternative scene going, oh, it's the Zionist. Well, next door, Ali and Ahmed are raping the 14-year-old girl in a gangbang. Oh, it's the Zionist. The stupidity of it is unbelievable. These people are demented.
And we
These
had none of this.
people,
We
are they
had
aware of the
none
concept of
of
clear?
this.
Yeah, are they aware of the concept of clear and present danger?
Exactly.
Sorry, I've
Exactly.
lost my temper, Dan.
No, I don't. That's this
I'm
is Thomas.
calming
I
down
laugh. I
now.
didn't mean to rattle you. I know it's you
No,
stay
it's
calm,
no, no.
but.
I'm glad you let me say this because no one else does. And
Absolutely, because I
like,
completely
I feel like
agree.
shitting these idiots and going, "Where is your human decency?" Of course, it's wrong to bomb civilians in Gaza. Of course, it is when they die. But there's these things don't happen in isolation. And at least they got warnings to get out. They didn't. They weren't butchered at a kids' dance concert. Oh, I don't want to go on about it anymore.
No, I know.
Yeah.
The thing is, we have got a lot of these people who hate the British, who hate America in this
Hate the West.
country. They hate the West and they have been open arms. We're in here and they got a deal. It's.
Well, they failed twice before to conquer Europe. Once with the Moors, took 700 years for the Portuguese and the Spanish to get rid of them and the French. The Ottoman Empire and the gates of Vienna and all this. Sorry, third time it's not going to be lucky. Don't you know if you're not going to get away with this. Europe is the greatest continent that has ever existed on the face of this planet. It created everything great on this planet. With its, also with China and India and a few other, Japan, a few other places. But ultimately, everything that's fantastic about the world today originated on this continent by Europeans, and including the tolerance that they're being shown. But at the same time, too, I have no doubt that they'll push it so far that the gates of Vienna will be closed again.
What a show. Thank you so much.
Yep.
We need to do this again. How can people see what you're up to?
Just go to Substack. That's where I'm mostly active these days, and that's where I like people I'm better expressing my thoughts in writing, I think. So if you go to look for Thomas Sheridan on Substack, you'll find me there.
Well, I like you coming on the show because we always end up having amazing conversations. So I want to keep you on the airwaves as well as you on Substack. So we will do this again. And obviously, you've got your show
Yeah.
on YouTube as well. Is that daily?
I do want to feel like it.
Okay.
And
Good.
two events coming up in England, the Mysterious Earth Conference with my friend Neil MacDonald up in Blackpool, St. Anne's area. Yeah, they can look at that online. And also the Glastonbury talk with Maria Wheatley in October on the mysteries of the British and Irish landscapes.
Well, I will hopefully see you then
That'd be
when you're
brilliant.
here. It's been too long, way too long.
Yeah.
LibertyTactics.co.uk. We will be back tonight for our news roundup show. And that's it. If you want to buy us a coffee, please feel free to do so. Go and visit Thomas over at Substack. And that's it for today. God bless.